Good morning. We'll call the meeting to order of August 30th, 2016, Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
I'll make a motion then.
Don't we have deletion of minutes?
Okay.
And we don't need introduction proposed on any ordinances?
I don't have that in front of me, but.
Okay.
I'll make that recommendation.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
We're going to strike the approval of minutes and the introduction proposed on ordinances. Introduce a motion to present the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Question on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Mr. President, the only correspondence I have in front of me is correspondence that was delivered for purposes of the record that was left open from the meeting last week.
Okay.
That we will make sure is in the public record.
Okay. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Mr. Guy, any public comment? Thank you, sir. Melissa Golden.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time, and I really appreciate the audio recordings of the meetings that I can listen to. And during the discussion about 2 weeks ago about hazard mitigation plan, it was stated that Sandy did not hit Delaware, and yet it hit Delaware in a big way. So again, I wanted to thank Councilman Arlette for reminding everyone that there's constituents who are still suffering from Sandy, and it'll be 4 years on October 29th. So my third thank you then is to everyone in Sussex County for setting up Thursday morning's meeting. There's a public meeting at Mallard Lakes on hazard mitigation. So thank you very much for that, because as you know, proper permits were not obtained. We've never been inspected for building code compliance. We have no certificates of occupancy. Our floors are warped and buckling. So for us Delaware victims of Sandy, the aftermath of this disaster is ongoing for retirees, people with families with small children. There were attempts to gag us from asking questions, which was firmly struck down in Chancery Court. So we really appreciate Sussex County calling the Thursday meeting, public meeting, where we can get some facts on the table and really learn from what happened in Sandy, learn from it, and finally deal with a terrible situation and perhaps make it better for disasters in the future. So anyway, I'm just here to really thank you very much, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. Paul Rigger.
Good morning, Paul Rigger, 1817 Mundeer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Is what I'd like to go back to is back to planning and zoning issues again. We have Mr. Johnson just his final last meeting was last week, I believe, and we're getting ready for the next upcoming planning and zoning meeting, where there's only going to be, from what I understand from listening to meeting, only three members present. We've had a very long time to come up with an appointment for District 2 for planning and zoning. I would have expected to see this morning on the agenda at least getting started for the interview process. When District 2 will be represented by a person on the Planning and Zoning Board. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. A little later on, you're going to be talking about Gill's Neck. And you have an open records thing where people can write in to you. Now, Mr. Moore just now said, oh, he had some letters, and they'll become part of the record. Well, what good does that do if he doesn't read them and the public doesn't know what the other people had to say? Then, as far as I'm concerned, that's just trash 13. So what good does that do?
Next thing we have is a consent agenda. I have two items, wastewater agreement number 1048, Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Park Shore and Open Station, West Rehoboth Expansion, Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and Wastewater Agreement Number 626-3, Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Swan Cove Phase 8, Nemec Island Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions from council? If not, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Couple items today, starting with an update and discussion on DLDOT's Transportation Improvement District. I see we are joined by our friends and colleagues from the agency, including the secretary. Welcome, Madam Secretary. They are here today to present council an update on the proposed Transportation Improvement District. Since we last met and spoke in front of this body, staff has been working directly with DLDOT to come up with a concept that we wanted to share with council and give you an update, and also make sure you're aware of all the work that's being done and approve of the direction we're taking. So today is your opportunity to hear from the agency directly and ask any questions and make sure that we are headed in the same direction in pursuit that you want us to be in. So with that, I would invite our friends from DLDOT to come on forward and make their presentation. I believe they've got a PowerPoint for us to review. Would you all introduce yourselves, please?
Of course. So good morning, members of council, and good morning, guests. My name is Josh Thomas.
And I'm Bill Brokenbrough.
And we're with the DLDOT Division of Planning. And we have the great privilege this morning to speak to you guys and continue the conversation about the first Transportation Improvement District for Sussex County. And over the last, actually, let me bring up the slides. Over the last few months, we've been working hard with the county on furthering the concept. And at this point, I would really like to kind of acknowledge the partnership that we're forming with the county on this effort. And I want to thank county staff, and I want to thank council for supporting us in this effort. And I think we're really optimistic about this work going forward. See if this works here. All right. So the objective for this morning is that we're going to present a brief update to you on the work so far, the name, the boundary, and a tentative timeline. And then at that point, we'll be answering your questions and seeking your approval on these items. So without further ado, we'd like to present to you the Henlopen TID. And I'm going to hand it off to Bill to lead a discussion about the boundary.
So the name's done already.
We are presenting to you the concept of the Henlopen TID, and we of course welcome your feedback.
And how long did that take you to come up with that?
So as I said, DLDOT and county staff have been talking about several options and entertaining some ideas, and this was the first choice.
Okay, when we last met, our sense from you was that you wanted to see something in the Five Points area. So we began to look out from that point at physical boundaries that could define a district for us. Typically with something like this, you want to find boundaries that aren't going to move and that parcels aren't going to span. Preferable things are drainage courses and railroad tracks. We tried to avoid parcel lines and roads for administrative purposes. It gets messy when you have the possibility of a development spanning the district boundary, or someone saying, well, why isn't my neighbor across the street in the district? So what you see there is that what we see is the best district, not centered, but including Five Points.
Before you, may yes. Mr. President, may
yes,
I just,
sir,
I,
so. Yes.
The boundary, does it or does it not include any of the town?
It does not include Lewis.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Our regulations allow for the possibility. We're not ready to go there at this time.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that.
I will point out that there are roads and intersections that would be studied and possibly funded for improvement from the district. that are outside the district. The idea being that if there were development near the edge of the district, it would affect roads outside. I'll let you think about possible questions on the boundary as we go into timeline. This is a 12-month timeline. The first 6 months of which are relatively firm. This fall, we're asking you to initiate a comp plan amendment to say we want to create a TID, a transportation improvement district, expressing the intent and marking it with a point on a map. On that basis, we will feel comfortable entering an agreement with you. This fall, we'll be collecting traffic counts. We've already got the summer weekend counts. We'll be doing weekday counts this fall, starting to study existing conditions in anticipation of entering an agreement. We would also look for county staff and the Planning and Zoning Commission to be developing future land use projections. And we'll need to define service standards. What's the measure of good in the future condition? We can suggest some things. We would want to hear from the county that what we've suggested is, in fact, what they agree is adequate. I just skipped a page. January and February, we would look for you to adopt that amendment that I just spoke about. Planning and Zoning Commission could hold hearings on the land use projections developed in the fall and on the service standards. Our regulations require that there be some public involvement with regard to service standards. And following that, if the council or the commission has held hearings and recommended to council, we would enter a TID agreement, basically an agreement to agree. We would agree about the future build-out year, the service standards, and the boundaries, such as I presented to you just now. County staff and the commission and we would begin work on the land use and transportation plan for the district. March through July, we would develop future traffic projections based on the future land use projections. We would analyze those projections using the service standards to say where do we have problems, what needs to be improved. We would develop conceptual improvements for review by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we would wrap up the work products generated thus far into a draft land use and transportation plan. June through September, we would produce an implementation plan, breaking those conceptual improvements into projects and attaching cost estimates to them. On the basis of those cost estimates, we would propose a fee structure to fund implementation of those improvements. That package of projects and the fee structure would go back to Planning and Zoning for consideration in a public hearing. And based on their recommendation, council could agree with us to amend the TID agreement to include the implementation plan and the fee structure. And that, in a nutshell, is what we see happening in the next year if we can keep to that schedule.
So at this point, we just want to reiterate that what we're looking for today is approval of this concept, approval of the name, the boundary, and the tentative timeline, knowing that it'll be an evolving timeline as the process moves forward.
Questions of council?
Yes.
Mr. Orlett.
Couple thoughts. Can we go back to that map, if you don't mind?
Sure.
First off, thank you for being here, and I see the secretary back there and some other staff members, so I want to thank them all for being here. And I know that we are agreeable, that you are agreeable, that we want to improve our transportation in this county.
Okay.
So I think we're all agreeable to that.
All right.
So can you share a little bit about, because I know you're looking for our thoughts and support here in reference to the boundary specifically.
Yes.
So can you talk about why you did this in this area right here specifically? Because I've heard from some public that this is already an issue. This is already a problem area, quote unquote. It is already a developed area. Why are we not creating this in a less developed area so we can kind of start from afresh? So maybe you can give a little thought with respect to this, to these boundaries.
Well, we selected the area. We thought with you at the workshop meeting we had several months ago.
Right.
But the idea of where to create TIDs in general, you want to create an area where you expect to see growth, and moving away, the Route 1 corridor is pretty well developed, but there's a pretty good expanse out to Love Creek that is as yet undeveloped, but I believe it's sewered, at least to some extent. And I know our strategies for state strategies for policies and spending see growth in this area. I assume that's based on the comprehensive plan. The strategies are supposed to be based on the comprehensive plans.
Okay.
If it were an area where there was no growth forecast, it wouldn't be useful for us or you.
This is the first public quote unquote meeting.
Sure.
So it's important for the public to hear.
Certainly.
Hear why these,
yes,
boundaries were selected. So, Mr. President, two more questions.
Go ahead. No, sure.
As I thought during the presentation. And can you talk about you're looking for support and eventually perhaps a full vote on this in a partnership and an agreement with the county.
Yes.
And I'm aware of that. So can you talk about current versus planned improvements through the TID? In other words, in this district, why should we be agreeable to this TID as compared to what the improvements that are on the books right today before this TID? So in other words, what's the advantage of using this TID in reference to the improvements versus just current, however you guys determine where to put your efforts? In other words, can you compare why this is super irrelevant?
Okay.
In other words, current versus planned, current improvements in the current way of doing business versus the improvements that would be there with a TID.
Okay. Currently, our budget, and correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, we tend to focus on the large projects and the small projects. We don't address the medium range things. For instance, the local roads, as you move out from away from one, we have projects on Plantations Road, but not on those other local roads. We could agree to that one of the things we're going to fund through this agreement is minor widening and shoulders on all the local roads, bringing them up to DLDOT standards, which are very nice but generally don't exist in the field. This is a way to provide assurance that there will be money for the lower level projects.
And Mr. Hurley, just to add to that, your previous question regarding why the TID in this area, because there is a certain amount of development currently there and a certain amount of congestion and traffic circulation issues already. I think that's sort of helps us answer that first question as well. You know, the reason why this area and the reason existing and planned projects versus the future improvements that could come from this. You can answer that question by saying, with the state strategies and with obviously growth projected in this area, it makes sense for us to do a better job planning the second wave, let's call it the second wave of growth, within the TID, so that we don't sort of make it worse, I guess you could say. We As Bill mentioned, you know, we try to, you know, we're trying to do things to, you know, to kind of maintain that system right now. But if, you know, if we don't look at it, at this area in a holistic way, you know, we're going to be setting ourselves up, you know, to make those problems get worse. If we can look at it from a higher level.
Councilman, I'll just add a few more points of clarification. So yes, for the comparison, like what if we do business as usual versus creating the TID and that approach? So really when we look at this district, what projects we have in the six-year capital plan, most of them are based on operational and safety issues. So those are the main focus of DLDOT's kind of mission at this point. We're just trying to keep folks safe on the highway. If we take this more comprehensive approach, what we get out of that is basically more comprehensive kind of developer-driven improvements. Right now, our process is very kind of through the development process, kind of hit and miss. You know, you go fix this intersection over here, you fix this little piece over here. The improvements aren't comprehensive in their approach. And the TID allows us to look at the system as a whole and then develop strategies where we can improve larger portions of the system by cost sharing. So the developer's cost may be about the same. However, DLDOT is now at the table with a different program other than safety and congestion and those types of larger projects that we normally do to be able to leverage these projects and get those more holistic improvements within the district.
Okay, so perhaps, I guess, Justin, and maybe DLDOT has been reactive versus being proactive in planning, perhaps?
We've got a lot of catching up to do. So we've got a lot of, you know, when we look at the system itself, we're just, you know, there's a lot of focus on trying to keep folks safe. And that is, that's taking a lot of resources. And so this approach is the more proactive approach. This is the way that we can link that land use and transportation, work with the local land use agency to kind of get that look ahead. Say, what are we thinking in this area? And let's then make sure that we have plans and strategies in place so that when development happens, those improvements can be accommodated and then scheduled and then ultimately implemented.
Okay. All right. That was the first question. And the second one that I had was in reference to, you know, I've not been shy about sharing my thoughts with respect to DLDOT and the funding. I wouldn't say DLDOT specifically, but the legislature, because I know they're the ones that give you the budget. So the concern, and maybe you can talk a little bit about the TID funding as it is being planned versus the current mechanism for funding. Because again, I think that, you know, we have shared, it's been public knowledge that, you know, and there's lessons to have been learned from the past, and we all want to focus on the future, for sure. But the concern that I have is, you know, are the dollars that are going to be earmarked for this going to be spent there? That's number one, i.e. a lockbox, because I know that there's been dollars that have been shifted to other areas out of the Transportation Trust Fund in years past to balance the budget out of the state's budget. So that's number one. Make sure that the dollars that potentially will be earmarked for this are actually going to be spent here. Oh, here comes the secretary. So that's question number one. And the other concern that I would have is this potential influx of dollars for this TID that would be coming from the developers, the private sector, if you would. How will that change the current funding mechanism? In other words, my concern.
We have like a lineup, don't we?
There you go. That's a good. That'll be a good one. So I guess, you know, is this a new mechanism to get new funding and then divert the existing funding that perhaps would be going here to go elsewhere? And that's a concern, is make sure that we're not we're not going to lose what's currently there, for, you know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely. And I think that's an excellent question. Jennifer Cohen, Secretary of DLDOT. And I actually knew you were going to ask that question already. And this is actually a solution to those past issues, honestly, because all of the funding that is targeted for the Transportation Improvement District will stay there. It is associated with developer contributions, which will stay there. Whether or not it's the equivalent, I don't think you can draw an apples-to-apples correlation of what we already have planned down here compared to, you know, what the TID would bring. Again, you know, and I've said this publicly just, you know, as many times as you have the opposite, is that, you know, land use is in front of transportation down here. We can't shy away from that. But taking a proactive approach to this is what we're trying to present. And, you know, I can't say enough, and that's why we wanted staff here presenting. There's been a ton of work. There's been thousands of hours of work that go into this, and I hate to have, you know, keep throwing the past in here. You know, we're trying to move forward. We're trying to, you know, plan for the future and actually plan for right now. And this is one of the very few tools that we have down here, and which is why we, you know, this is the fourth time I've been in front of you talking about this. And again, you know, we've had thousands of hours. I understand your concern. We do now have a lockbox on the Transportation Trust Fund so that no other, you know, non-transportation things can be funded out of the Transportation Trust Fund and this TID. Nothing besides what is focused in this TID will be spent from dollars created in it. So I think that's the reassurance that you're looking for.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Very good.
More questions?
Yeah, I got
it. Let me draw any more questions.
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Let's go. No, I'm just looking at the color schemes. I see the purple, and some of the purple, like in the southeast corner, what's that old Landing Road. What's the difference of being within the orange in the TID boundary and then outside the boundary? What are going to be the impacts? Because I would say that my first thoughts were, why didn't you follow, like, say, Old Landing Road or go all the way out to past, Red Mill Pond? Because it looks like the TID goes up into the Great Swamp, which you're not going to have many problems there, I don't think. We hope not. Also the question, maybe go right to the boundary of, say, of Lewis. I mean, could somebody maybe give me a better feel of, you know, it's not so much what's in it, but maybe what's not in it. You know, it seems to me there's some critical areas that maybe should have been in it that aren't in it, at least from my first observation of this.
All right. I guess I went over that a little quickly. The orange boundary is the boundary of parcels that would contribute. If you're inside that orange boundary and you're developing a piece of land, you would pay a fee towards improvement of the purple roads.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you would fund the purple. Okay.
Right.
I gotcha. Okay. I see the interconnection now. Okay. And there's no advantage of putting those purple roads in the boundary? Or? We're going to get money no matter what?
The idea was to includes some purple roads outside the boundary because the development on the edge of the district would affect roads outside the district.
Okay, but you got so many purple roads inside the district, I'm just wondering, if a developer makes a contribution, how much money will be left to go outside of the district? Because I would think your priority would be within the orange. So if you've got a purple road outside the orange, it becomes a lower priority. So we hear a lot of complaints about Old Landing Road, lack of this and lack of that, and maybe even, like I say, out the thing. Anyway, I'm just wondering how do you determine where the developer's contributions go when it goes to funding purple roads?
So I can try to answer that.
Does that make sense?
When we were going over the timeline, we mentioned developing that land use and transportation plan, mm-hmm. and then developing the implementation portion of that. You know, looking at projects and costs, it would be during that process that we look at the whole system.
Okay.
I think, you know, I mean, what's important about the actual poly, the actual boundary there is that, you know, those are the participants in the district. And then the areas, the quote-unquote study roads that are outside of the district, they're, you know, generally in areas that have already, you know, kind of had their development already. But they're still impacted by the development that will occur inside the district. Mm-hmm. So it would be during that planning process that we would try to identify in a more comprehensive way. We would identify all the improvements necessary, and that would be when we look at what's inside versus outside, and and that's going to involve have that public component as well.
Okay. If I may expand on that, there will be a process that we'll have to set up whereby the county can say, these are roads that we want to put money from the collected funds, we want to spend on these coming up in the next
years. So when this agreement comes in, the county will have some input when it comes to, here's the pot of money.
Absolutely.
It's got to stay in this district or this TID.
Right.
But if we wanted, if we recommend, say, Old Landing Road needs some attention.
You could say.
We can't dictate, but we could then debate it, I guess.
Please take so much from the pooled funds and apply it to Old Landing Road. Yes.
Okay. And is this the same process you used up at, say, the Middletown and these other TIDs, or have you tweaked it? Did you learn anything up there that you're now doing here that you didn't do up there? Understand that question?
I will say it's a little different in that we did Middletown by agreement with a group of developers, same thing with Southern Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first one where we have a set of regulations that tells us this is...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is our process.
So you're making things, improving on...
Yes,
what you've learned.
Well, I say
so. This you think will be what make things more streamlined? Will it?
This is actually our second. Dover is in process as well.
Similar process.
Yes.
It's just a formal. It's a more formal process that we're going through.
Okay.
Yes.
And will it hold? A big complaint will be: will developers be held up? Because one thing about Sussex County that people brag about is when you want to do development in Sussex County, it's kind of like on the fast track compared to other counties. Are developers going to be slowed up with that?
Absolutely not. Matter of fact, we think it's going to speed up the process.
Speed up things. Oh, God, it can't get much faster.
What we see down here is every time, say a development is approved and then nothing happens for a while and then the construction starts and then there's the public outcry,
mm-hmm.
this would be actually a known, everybody would know going in what's happening and where it's happening,
okay.
So there wouldn't be that that delay.
Yeah, because, we'd have to be concerned about their interest, and so it won't slow up the process. Okay.
For the most part, you would... As a developer, would pay a fee, and start
be done
construction.
With it.
And be done.
Maybe if the road that you have access on is substandard, you'll have to improve it.
And the fee structure will cover the work required, so that that the tax base is not subsubsidizing a lot of developer improvements that needed.
Correct.
For that. Okay. And then when they complain about the high fees, we make sure they go to you?
It's a joint partnership, sir.
Call Pete Schwarzkopf. We'll have his number on the...
I should say that the fee could fully fund.
Okay.
When we start looking at a fee structure, you say those are too high, it'll shut down development, then we can look at scaling it back.
Okay.
It's a negotiation.
But the fee structure will come from you. We're not going to... do we sit there and dictate? That's the other thing. How much are we involved in the fee structure?
We will propose something.
Yeah, we'll propose something. But again, we're entering into this agreement together, and the last thing that we want as a department is to get back where we were, 5 years ago, where the fees are too high, blame DelDOT. If we're in this together, then there should be zero complaints and negotiations happen up front before we put things in place.
There are people out there. If it's a dollar, it's too much.
Agreed.
Right, we do.
I can handle those people.
Thank you, Mr. President.
More questions of council?
One more question.
Mr. Wilson.
One question. I've heard this old saying, build it and they'll come.
Stay in there, Mike.
In other words, one question is, build it and they'll come. So you can't get ahead of infrastructure, no way. That's the way I feel about it. Don't you feel that way?
I think they might not share the same view.
Yeah, no. The reason why we're proposing this is because you have built it and we need to
come. We built it. Yeah, we built it.
We approve and they build.
They're trying to catch up.
Well, it's sort of like the Field of Dreams. Build it and they'll come. You build it out in the open field. Here's a question. How about down here at Hardscrapple? I've had a lot of people ask me. They pull up from Hardscrapple and come back north on DuPont Highway. They can't make the turns because there's no light there. In other words, no light, arrow on it said it can turn. Can you look at that?
Yeah, we actually have a project coming that's going to fix that.
I've called up Dover three times. They don't see an answer.
I was on the radio last week, and a caller called in about that, so I know we do have a project coming in.
Thank you.
To take care of that.
No more questions?
Plenty, but we can. I think there'll be other opportunities. Well, I can save them. I mean, I think we'll have more questions as we go along, as you would expect us to
do. I think that's a fair statement.
You know, and I think the public will want to definitely chime in. But I mean, if I'm a developer, and you guys have, how many other TIDs do you have already currently? Is it?
Well, we have
two formal and two in the works.
Yes.
Okay, and I totally agree with the positives. Predictability, it's important to have that, know what's coming for the private sector, I mean, the community in general. I think it's very relevant to have that transparency, and so people have a full understanding, and not to mention the real expectation, and accountability as well for all of us. Along with that, I'm curious because, and maybe as we have some public comments from the private sector, because the fee structure. So maybe we can go back to that map if you wouldn't mind. Because as a private sector person that I am, you know, I'm always looking to cut costs and see where the expenses are going to be and where they're not going to be. So if I'm inside the TID, I am going to pay X amount, and those dollars will go towards the improvement within that district. If I decide to move across the street to purchase a piece of property and develop on that side, i.e. I'm not in the TID. I do know that you still negotiate, right? Because they still have to pay for those improvements, because you do that today. And the public, I think, hopefully is continuing to understand that you do communicate with those private developers, and they do contribute and invest in that improvement right there. And I know there's no way for you to answer this today. I don't think. But in the end, fee over here potentially within the TID is going to be more, I'm going to presume, or less if I'm across the street and not in the TID.
So it's the opposite of that, but I do want to make it very clear that the purpose of doing a TID is to focus development in the area where we know that we can partially fund the infrastructure.
Okay.
If you're a developer and you fund in the TID, whatever that cost prorated share is going to be, you're going to pay your percentage and the state's going to pay theirs. So like in Middletown, it's 70% developers, 30% us. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you build outside of the district boundaries, then potentially the developer could pay for all of the improvements. So it is a benefit to the developer to be inside the transportation district. That is how we funnel and focus and make sure that transportation and development are tied hand in hand.
Plus you mentioned time earlier. You know, time is money. So essentially, if we make it more attractive for them and share that cost, they're going to come in and be able to do it faster. And obviously for them, saving time is saving money.
And we haven't heard anything negative from any of the developing community about this concept at all. But we will go through, of course, the public process
sure.
and hear.
Okay, good. Place. Thank you for that.
Any more questions to council? Mr. Walls, do you have a couple comments?
Yeah, just a few comments based on the work that we've done. Drew, can you slide back to the work items? I think slide 6. Other direction, yes. I wanted to make sure that council is aware of the fact that beyond just picking the region and the area that we're going to come up with this concept and move forward, we're going to have to come back to both the Planning and Zoning Commission staff, Planning and Zoning staff, as well as this council. And that third item there, produce future land use projections, develop service standards with DLDOT, that's going to call on the county to really determine on a map, so to speak, how we want to look in that area when we grow up. And that's going to require you all in conjunction with all the other stakeholders to dictate or determine how that TID inside the TID looks. And that's something we've not done before as a county. So I want to make sure that you are clearly aware of what that means and the requirements that will be before this board in the future.
Well, I assume, this is an assumption, I ask a question, we move forward with this project. And at any point in time, until the very end, the council can say, we're out of here. Correct?
I would say you have the authority to do that, yes. Right. I don't know that that's the intent.
No, I'm just saying, but so everybody knows the council has that ability.
Absolutely.
All the way through the project to come and say, time out, this is too involved or too costly or too whatever it is. Whoever the council is at that point in time, could say, we decide to whatever. But I mean, hopefully that would not happen.
Right.
and hopefully a lot of work's been done on our staff's part, certainly on your staff's part, Madam Secretary. And I think all of us, you know, anybody that sits here in this chamber on a Tuesday afternoon for public hearings for projects, we certainly have people mention on occasion traffic. So I think if we don't take a good hard look at what this should do, what it could do, how it would help and alleviate some of those concerns, I think we're not doing our job. So I think it's certainly a partnership, and if we move through this process, we'll see how much partnership there is and how committed either one of us are to this. But hopefully it's something we will at least take a good hard look at. Public has access to making comments during the process. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll have a lot of public comments, developer comments, whoever else can comment. It needs to be a very transparent, very open thing, because it is brand new in this county. Mm-hmm. But I certainly think it certainly warrants a lot of effort on both parts to try to make it work.
Absolutely. And Mr. President, you have our word that we're not backing off of this. Whether I'm here or not, or whether Drew's here or not, these guys are always going to be here. So that's why this is the future of Del Lot Radio. This is something that we think is that important, that it's something that the department is going to be committed to, and you're going to see us use this as a tool throughout the state and more.
Good.
Two last final questions?
Yes, certainly.
People are thinking it, and I just wanted to convey those thoughts because I know people are thinking it. And number one thing is that this TID is nothing that you're going to be mandating, and really it's nothing that this council is going to be mandating. It's really we're going to have total involvement of all parties, the entire public, the developers, the private sector. Everybody's going to be part of this process, so together and collectively, we can be agreeable to a good TID. That's going to be beneficial for all. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so there was question number one, reaffirmation of number one. Number two reaffirmation would be, do you see this in any way restricting this council to continue to do what we do, and that is make the decisions on land use plans in this county?
No, absolutely not. And again, I think this is, quite frankly, a tool for you to use so you can focus development down here, because I know that you guys take a ton of heat for the developments that have either been approved or that is coming in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission now. This is a tool for you to use, and it's only going to benefit you guys, and it gives you the cover that you need, but you know, you still have full legal right to approve developments outside the TID. We hope you don't, but okay, you still have full discretion to do so.
And just a question for our attorney.
More.
Does this become an ordinance, a policy? What is this? Could you explain to us what we will have at the end of the day when we have a TID in Sussex County?
Frankly, I don't know what we're going to have.
I'm glad I asked
you that. That's right. We will look at this as it goes through, see if it does need to be an ordinance. It is more in the nature of something that we will be working on together that will be so that as each project comes up, the developers will know. But at this point, I'm not sure that it would be an ordinance, though.
Do we know what it is in Newcastle or in these other counties? How do they look at it?
So Middletown did do a formal, I don't know if it was a motion or an ordinance from their council.
Okay, well.
So I think that can take on whatever format your lawyer thinks it should.
Yeah, oftentimes our motions are not ordinances. That takes on a different meaning. So I'm not sure at this point how we will adopt it, but during the process we will look at that, whether or not we need to adopt it as an ordinance.
Yeah, if it becomes an ordinance, it becomes as a force of law.
Right. As opposed to something that could be changed very easily. It makes a difference how it's changed.
We would just accept a head nod today, please.
Any more questions, Councilor?
No, sir.
Mr. Lawson, what's our next step?
Today we wanted to formalize the location and the concept of the map. The name, which is just simply us coming up with a name, and the boundary and the timeline that we have. I don't even know that we need a motion today. Unless you hear or see anything that concerns you, we're going to move forward and come back based on the points that you saw today with our next step, which would be the comp plan amendment in that time frame between September and December. Once that agreement is reached, which will require an action by this council, that gives them the green light to keep moving forward.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll make a motion to make us hold us accountable a little bit here, that we will direct our Mr. Lawson, our county administrator, to move forward with this TID program.
Perfect. Concept.
Concept.
Yes.
Concept. Concept, fine.
as presented today. And I would second that motion.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We're going to take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. So
thank you for coming down.
So with one final thought for Todd is because I know the public wants the public wants to chime in. Expectations of when and how the public will be able to chime in to make sure their voice is heard on this.
So we recognize the fact that is a key ingredient to this entire process. I would think at some point we're going to have a stakeholder group and some public meetings outside of the formal council meeting due to quorum issues, or we could do it in a public afternoon session too. But the point is we're going to have to establish a method for the public to weigh in, almost like we're using the comp plan process right now. As we build the TID. So to be determined with some details, but I'd like to float some ideas based on what DelDOT has done before, come back to you all, make sure you're in agreement, and then move forward. Is that good? Is that a good plan forward?
Sure. I mean, okay. The important, I think, was what the councilman's saying, I think we all would agree that certainly we have to have all the public comment that wants to make comments, and the same thing with developers.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear everybody's voice.
Agreed.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you all.
One final thing I'd like to add is that that I'm here as a resource for you. I just want to make sure I keep reiterating that.
He's here for you. You can have him.
He's the future. That's right. That's good.
Well, they've assigned me to be a dedicated planner for Sussex County. I just want to remind you of that. So my contact information is on the last slide. Do you have any questions?
Do we have a copy of this slideshow?
Yes.
Was it in the packet?
It was not in the packet.
No. Okay, but we are going to get one.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yes.
Yep.
Very good.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thanks again for being here. Thank you. Administrator's report for August 30th, 2016.